Thursday, April 7th, having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, today I want to cover two stories that sort of dovetail together. They both relate to the LGBTQ plus sexual revolution and how this is affecting Christians. Harry, first of all, the state of Michigan has agreed to pay a Catholic ministry $250,000 in attorney fees for trying to force the nonprofit to violate its religious beliefs by placing children in LGBTQ plus homes.
Unless they agreed to abandon their commitment to place children within stable homes that embrace the biblical worldview of a marriage being between a man and a woman, and therefore providing parental oversight of father and mother, and also having screened the candidates for that, unless they abandon that, then they would withdraw contracts for them to function as an adoption agency in foster care, even though they were the most successful in the state. Well, now the Alliance of Defending Freedom represented them, and the state of Michigan agreed to pay for the attorney fees that were accrued by this Roman Catholic adoption agency. Is it right for Christians to engage in these legal battles? The answer is yes, because what you're trying to do is preserve room for others to be able to function, not with a newly invented right, but with the documented rights that are found in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. These Christians aren't trying to make up something to assist them. They're trying to maintain and mature the affirmations and the implementations of our Constitution. Number three, there's another story behind this story. I couldn't help but think that when the state of Michigan doubled down on the Roman Catholic Adoption Agency, it also did so on another quote-unquote evangelical adoption agency that was significant in size and scope. It was called Bethany Christian Services. Well, Bethany capitulated. They took out the biblical definition of marriage. One can only surmise that they wanted to maintain the affirmation of the Michigan state government as well as the contracts and access to the financial resources. But Bethany is now disappearing in terms of its presence, and this Roman Catholic agency stayed firm. Here's my simple point. I applaud what the Roman Catholic agency did, remaining faithful to their convictions and appealing their right to function from a biblical world and life view. The lesson that you see from Bethany, you can see the downward spiral of their effectiveness once they abandon their biblical convictions. Piece of good news, there's another adoption agency that has risen and taken their place by their faithfulness, and that's Lifeline. It's out of Alabama, and it now has an international reach that is approaching and surpassing what Bethany used to have. But the lesson here is elections have consequences. The judicatory system is a last bulwark for the freedoms of the citizens of this nation that are ensconced in the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. No matter what the cost, remain faithful to Christ in whatever area you are endeavoring to serve Christ in the public square.
Harry, let me take you to a second story out of Christian headlines. Conservative Christians recently criticized Fox News for adding former Olympic athlete and reality star Bruce/Caitlyn Jenner as a contributor to its network programming. Jenner was on with Sean Hannity earlier this week. As you might know, I'm a trans, but I'm not a trans activist. That's just one part of my life. There's so much more to me. Jenner supports DeSantis' signing of the bill that has been dubbed Don't Say Gay Bill. Quote, I'm a common sense person, the former athlete said, and I'm all for parental rights.
Bruce Jenner, now identifying as Caitlyn Jenner, has every right to seek employment. Fox News has every right to hire Jenner. But what's clearly at work here is to take someone who has embraced the LGBTQ agenda in general and the dangerous consequences of transgenderism as a promoter of transgenderism. And because that person is quote-unquote conservative in their politics, to make what once would have been unthinkable, thinkable, And once it becomes thinkable, now it becomes acceptable and it becomes doable. There's a second issue here, the capitulation to the vocabulary, that they not only affirm the new name that Bruce Jenner has taken, Caitlyn, which everybody has a right to change their name, but now has treated as reality that Jenner has changed gender. Well, the reality is that Jenner has not changed gender. Jenner is still a man. Presents as a woman, identifies as a woman, has taken a woman's name, but to now assign the pronoun she is to participate in a mythology, a political fabrication to promote a sexual revolution. Why Fox News has decided to do this, I do not know. There's a big lesson that's here. The conservative worldview, which Fox News represents, and a Christian worldview, which we try to present, overlap, but they are not the same. Pragmatism is the governing principle in a conservative worldview. It has principles, but ultimately pragmatism will win the day in conservatism. What will get the votes? What will get us in office? What do we think will broaden our footprint? And that's what you see in this decision, to the point that one then begins to bear false witness, a violation of the Ninth Commandment to bear false witness by calling a man a woman. You'll notice all the times that they identify Jenner as a her. If you will manipulate language and violate the Ninth Commandment, if you will do that in this case, will you not do it in other cases? That's where the principle of being a truth teller in love. Well, Pastor, how do you do this in love if they're going through all of this self-identification as a woman? Well, you just simply say, Bruce Jenner now identifies as Caitlyn Jenner and identifies as a trans woman. You don't authenticate it by the changing of language. Yes, that's uncomfortable, but accuracy demands accuracy. That's a lesson that I think our listeners need to understand. Please understand that political conservatism, economic conservatism, while there is much that in a Christian world and life view you embrace, not only in those areas, but conservatism in general, the Christian world and life view seeks to conserve certain values and institutions. The reality is, while there's overlap, it is not identical. A conservative world in life view eventually embraces pragmatism. A Christian world in life view embraces truth, to speak truth lovingly, but you don't sacrifice truth in the name of love, and you don't sacrifice love in the name of truth. You find a way to do it as the Spirit of God leads us with faithfulness to the Word of God to honor Christ and honor those who are made in His image. And fabricated speech to promote a mythology that one has reassigned their gender from their birth is not faithful. Do we fabricate our language and do we speak what is not true? The answer to that is no. You have to speak the truth and you have to speak the truth in love. So please understand that you and I should not be discipled by cable news. More people are being catechized for life out of MSNBC and Fox News than they are the Word of God. The Word of God is truth. The Word of God speaks the truth, and the Word of God calls us to speak the truth in love. Here is a prime example of how a conservative world in life view, in pragmatism, has abandoned what is truthful. Now we, as we refuse to abandon truth, must make sure that we speak the truth in love every time. And the greatest truth is this. Here's where your identity can be found. And I would love to speak with Jenner about this. And that identity is found in Christ, who will make you in the image of God. And your identity in Christ brings a new life now and an everlasting life. Instead of treating yourself and your body as a canvas to morph into what you want it to be, you can be what God has made you to be, and you can be what God saves you to be. And that is one made in His image, conformed to the image of Christ, and know the joys of forgiveness and a life that counts for eternity.
The Apostle Paul tells us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. It is essential that we have a proper understanding of spiritual warfare. If the believer embraces the Bible as God's word, we must recognize the reality of spiritual warfare and we must get prepared for battle. Pastor Harry Reeder has developed a 15-sermon series album on spiritual warfare. To order your copy, go to briarwood.org/spiritual warfare. Well, thanks for being with us today. Join us again tomorrow, Friday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.